and welcome. I'm Tammy Braswell, and I'm going to share in this audio what's in your cake, only adding your wants to the cake mix of your life, which is intended to assist you in raising your vibration, consciousness, and awareness to create greater expansion, growth, and connection to who you really are. When listening, it is best you are in a quiet location where you are able to relax and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, you are able to enter the alpha level, where you are in your subconscious mind and bypassing your conscious mind so that the information can be consumed in ways that are for your highest and best good. Please do not listen to this audio while driving or operating anything you need to have your full attention on. We'll begin by taking a few deep breaths that will allow you to open yourself to being receptive to the higher vibrational energy and information you are receiving. So, go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose, and while doing so, feel your heart area opening up and all of your energy field becoming receptive to what you are about to experience. Then exhale through your mouth, blowing out any heavy or constrictive energy you may be feeling. Again, inhale openness and receptivity. Exhale heaviness, stress, and limitation. One more time, inhale through your nose and blow out through your mouth, exhaling any of the heaviness and stress or limitation. And while you listen to this, you will be in my high vibrational energy, and it will continue for several days beyond. So allow yourself to receive that energy because it is your natural state, and your energy loves coming up here. Also, it's important to stay well hydrated during the next several days to assist with the shifts in assimilation that you will be experiencing. In this audio, we will be creating a new way of designing your life through the conscious creation of what you do want rather than from what you don't want. Being aware of creating your life by adding the ingredients that are pleasing to you and focusing your attention on those rather than placing your attention on removing the things you don't want in the first place. When you enter a dark room, you turn on the light and the darkness is gone. You don't have to go in and decide you don't want it to be dark and then figure out how to drive the darkness away. You only have to flip a switch and the light comes on. Is the thought on your mind to get rid of the thing that you don't want, which is the darkness, or to just have light, which is the thing that you do want? Your life is like that too. It's not about getting rid of the things that displease you, but to focus on the things that please you and put your attention there. So many go through life wondering why the things they do not want keep showing up for them. Well, what if you were to look at life as a giant cake mix, and what you put into that cake mix represented the experiences of your life? What would you want to be putting into your cake? Would you be interested in having the ingredients be ones that taste good to you? Or would you want to add ingredients that don't taste good? Imagine you are really making a cake. You would likely have a recipe that included all the ingredients that go into your cake to make it delicious and enjoyable. You'd get those ingredients together and get ready to mix them, knowing the end result will be the cake you intended to make. You'd add the sugar, the flour, the oil, the eggs, the baking soda, the salt, and whatever other ingredients the recipe calls for. And while you are going through this and doing it, you generally don't stop to think about what you wouldn't want in the cake. You're not likely to say to yourself, "I don't want any dirt in my cake," or "I don't want any flies in my cake." You would probably find it comical if you knew someone that did that. You would figure that you'd just be thinking about what you did want in your cake. Even though you may not actually be adding those unwanted items to your cake, even entertaining them in your thoughts is enough to invite them to be there on some vibrational level, so you don't want to be bringing them forth into your awareness. Now, use this analogy in reference to how you create your life and all of your experiences. Since each experience you have is just a small snippet of your life as a whole, like the way they make movies with each scene being a small piece that they edit together and form the complete final film, you can allow yourself to put only that which you want in each of them. Using a relationship as an example from the standpoint of making your relationship cake, you would want to add the ingredients of only what you do want that person to be like, such as kind, loving, generous, and funny. You wouldn't want to be entertaining the addition of what you don't want, such as a person who is lazy, selfish, or unfaithful. But that is often what happens due to how you've been conditioned to think about your life and what you want, or more so, don't want in it. Think about what you normally include in your cake mix of life experiences. What have you added to the cake mix of your health, your relationships, your career, your finances? Are they the things you want, such as vibrant health, loving, harmonious relationships, a career you love, and finances that overflow? Or are they a cake mix of the things you don't really want? You can remake your cake mix anytime. If you have been in the old pattern of adding ingredients that you don't want, decide now to make a new cake for each experience you want to have and only include the things you want. If you are having a challenging time thinking only of what you want, then I invite you to do this exercise. Grab a piece of paper and a writing utensil and draw a vertical line down the middle of the paper. At the top, put the title or topic of the cake you are making, such as my relationship, my health, my finances, my career, or whatever it is that you want to create. Then in the left column, write down all the things that you do not want. That is usually the easier list to make for most people because we are conditioned to quickly give our don't wants when asked. So go ahead and just vent all the things that you do not want and even reference past experiences to come up with your list. You'll want to take a moment to make this list now, so go ahead and pause the audio to make it and come back when you've finished. Now, once you have all your do not wants figured out, go to the right side of the line, and on this side of the line, turn your do not wants into your do want ingredients. So basically, you are turning a negative statement into a positive statement. So for example, say you have a health issue that you don't want, such as fatigue. You feel tired most of the time and have a lack of energy. Well, you don't want to feel this way, but now what you want to do is to express how you want to feel, such as I feel energized when I wake up in the morning. I feel well rested when I start my day. I experience vibrant health, and so on. Really get in tune with the what you do want side of your don't wants. Remember, though, you want to keep the do-want side positive, so stay away from any negative statements. Then only refer to the ingredients on the right side when making your new cake for your life experience. Even fold the paper in half so you are only looking at it and referring to the do-want right side of the paper. So go ahead and, as before, pause this audio and go ahead and create your do-want list. Have fun with this. You get to create your life the way you want it, but you have been conditioned to focus on that which you do not want. You may not even be sure of what you do want, but if you use the exercise I just shared and repeatedly do it, you will become aware of what you do want, and eventually you will only be adding the ingredients you want to have in your cake. It will become easier to state your desires from the do-want side rather than the don't-want side. The beauty of adding what you want to your cake mix means that sometimes the universe will know an ingredient that will delight you that can be added if you include in your cake mix of life experiences the following statement, this or something better. This allows for not just the thing you think you would like, but for the universe to use its ability to create even better than what you can imagine from its unlimited and unrestricted mind of possibility. Why mess up the flavor and taste of your cake mix of life by including ingredients that are not what you want, and instead only include the ingredients that you do want? It will be much more wonderful and more of what you want when you shift to this way of creating your life experiences, one experience at a time. Creating your cake mix this way doesn't necessarily mean you won't occasionally allow a do not want ingredient in your cake, but you will be able to become aware of this ingredient and remove it from your cake and your experience much quicker. With awareness, you can always just make a new cake and start again. Again, have fun with this. When you make life more fun and enjoyable, your outlook on your life shifts and you appreciate the great ingredients in your cake mix of life experiences more, thus creating more wonderful cakes you love. As a quick note, offering a disclaimer, this material is copywritten and is for entertainment purposes only. No promises or guarantees are being made to the success of using it or to any specific results. Now, I hope you enjoyed the information and exercise and will continue to use it. Until you get more confident doing it on your own, use this recording. Ultimately, it will become second nature and you'll be making your cakes with the things you desire to experience. They turn out much more delicious and delightful that way. This is all for you and what you want to receive from the experience. Thank you for connecting with me on this journey. This is Tammy Braswell, and I'm sending you much love.